Flip sample PLTD surgeon here. Today's date is 12/15/2025. Patient is for Andrade Uventina. Andrade spells A-N-D-R-A-D-E. Uventina spells J-U-V-E-N-T-I-N-A. Date of birth is 02/03/1971. A 54-year-old female here with abdominal pain, period. Patient said this has been going on for approximately a month. Just came in today because pain is worse. She said pain is associated after certain foods. Pain is located in the right upper quadrant region. Sometimes moves to her back. Next paragraph, review of system. Patient reports painful urination, frequent urination. She also reports suprapubic pain, period. She described both pain as approximately 6/10. Worse with touch and motion, period. Patient denies chills, denies increased temperature. Says she's eating and drinking well, denies nausea or vomiting, period. Next paragraph. Past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes, period. Next paragraph. Physical exam, she's alert-oriented. In mild distress, vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 99% at room air. Blood pressure is 1/18/65. Pulse 74. Respiration 18. Temperature 98.2. Period. Next paragraph. Abdomen, soft, tenderness. The palpation is suprapubic and right upper quadrant regions. The positive Morphe sign. Normal bowel sounds. No rebung, no guarding, no rigidity. Period. No organomegaly, period. Next paragraph, skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules, no vesicles or bulli, period. Next paragraph, HENT normal. Next paragraph, neck full range, emotional rigidity, no meningeal signs, period. Next paragraph, respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort, no hands, no adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph, cardiac, regular rhythm with no murmurs, no peripheral edema or cyanosis, period. Next paragraph, neuro alert oriented time 3, cranial nerves to routine is normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and effect are normal, period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is dysuria. Assessment number 2 is hematuria. Assessment number 3 is frequency. Number 4, gallstone. Number 5, ovarian cyst. Next paragraph. In the clinic today, patient received the following medication. Toradol 60 milligrams IM. She was observed in the clinic for an additional 20 minutes or so. Reevaluated, she indicated that she's feeling a little better. Ultrasound was done today. Ultrasound revealed multiple stones, multiple gallstones, approximately 2 centimeter ovarian cyst. Next paragraph, patient was given a referral to a general surgeon to address her renal stones. Her ovarian cyst is still small, and I will monitor that carefully. If she continues to have problems, I will send her to refer to OBGYN, period. But for now, the kidney stone, the correction, the renal stones are much more pressing, period. Next paragraph, a urinalysis was done. Urinalysis revealed blood. Leukocyte estrate is negative. Nitrite is negative. Patient was sent home with the following medication. Toradol 10 milligrams, 1 POTID, 15. Next medication, pyridium, 100 milligrams, 1 POTID, 4, 4 days, number 12. Next medication, macrobid, 100 milligrams, 1 POBID for 7 days, number 14. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. She says she has none. She was strongly encouraged to keep appointment with the general surgeon as she may be a candidate for cholecystectomy, period, which will be decided between her and the general surgeon. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. She says she has none. End of dictation.